Happy Friday, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson alongside Fran Duffy for our practice report. Now, today it was a late 10-10-10 session. Yep. So Doug Peterson easing up off the guys because they had live hitting on Tuesday and Thursday. So we'll recap today's practice very briefly before doing a weekend review because the players have off on Saturday before the open practice at the link on Sunday. So it was a fun practice because they had Fletcher Cox and Jason Peters field punts to give the guys some extra time off on Friday evening. And the guys came through in the clutch. Jason Peters went first. And look, he was a tight end in Arkansas. So you figure he would be able to come through.
No doubt.
But Fletcher Cox, I mean, you felt the pressure was on when he went under the Cameron Johnson punt. But he fielded it cleanly. The guys were celebrating. It was a great morale boost to end the week.
The fact that both those guys at 6'4", 6'5", 310, 320 pounds, whatever they are, if you or I went out there, if you'd lined up the entire Eagles media contingent and put us in the end zone, maybe 2 out of the 40 people would catch punts. But the fact that those guys went 2 for 2 on their first try, no practice, speaks to their athletic ability.
All right, so let's get to the real action on the field. Again, 2 live hitting sessions this week. Who stood out to you throughout the course of the week? Big picture here, Frank.
Yeah, no doubt that you look at the receiver position. Marcus Johnson has been outstanding. He's made big plays each and every day out of practice. 6'1", 205 pounds. His ability to go downfield and make plays has been prevalent throughout every single day of practice. Nelson Aguilar has been outstanding. But along the offensive line, we know the 5 starters have looked really strong up front. But how about Big V? Halapulavati Vaitai, the second-year tackle out of TCU, has looked outstanding. He's looked more explosive. He's looked quick. And he's got those heavy hands. I saw him punch Brandon Graham on one play in a one-on-one drill earlier this week where he almost knocked Graham to the ground. So you talk about Big V, a guy taking the next step this year in training camp.
All right, I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to start at linebacker. Great encouraging signs that Jordan Hicks was a full participant in Thursday's live hitting session, diving for the ball, flying around, showing no worse for wear with that broken pinky, so he'll be good once the season begins. Nigel Bradland, just a nice compliment to Hicks in that nickel package, which I think we're going to see a ton of this season. But to me, the heart and soul of the defense is the defensive tackle position. You look at Fletcher Cox, who had a dominant day on Thursday. Earlier in the week, there was one rep that stood out where Carson Wentz took the snap and rolled to his right, and Fletcher Cox is just running stride for stride with him, be like, big boy, if you want to go, I'll be able to come and get you. And then Tim Jernigan, you know, everyone has talked about the addition that he's made here for this defense, for the pass rush that he's going to bring. Never played in this type of scheme before. I just think he is exactly what this Eagles defensive front needs. You need someone who can take the pressure off Fletcher Cox so that if they're going to put Fletcher Cox in a one-on-one situation, he'll win. If you have Tim Jernigan in a one-on-one situation, I think he'll win. They are going to cause a lot of problems for offensive line. So these offensive line, defensive line, one-on-one battles have been tremendous. And I think it's going to make the two units extremely better come the time of the regular season. So that's going to do it for our practice report. For Fran Duffy, I'm Chris McPherson. Again, the players are off Saturday. The last open practice is this Sunday at the link. We hope to see you there. Until then, have a great day, everyone.